Many protesting for Palestinian rights in Israel say they are fast becoming further marginalized. Major protests against the new far-right government and its plans to change the judicial system are occupying the minds of many in the country. These demonstrators in Jaffa argue that tens of thousands protesting in Tel Aviv against the government are right to fear the worst and want to safeguard democracy. But they fear injustices and discrimination against the Palestinians are worsening, and that's being overlooked.
This issue, it's the main cause of conflict and bitterness between both sides. And it's totally against my personal value and also for my point of view against the Judaism value.
There is a very few Israeli Jewish citizens, as you see, who are supporting our struggle. Some of them are anti-Zionist. The others are liberal Democrats who really look for a common life on the basis of complete equality.
They are calling themselves the camp of equality. They are calling for equal rights for both the Israelis and the Palestinians alike. And they believe that all successive governments in Israel have not addressed the root cause of all problems, which is, as they say, the occupation.
The protesters in Tel Aviv accuse Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of plotting with his new partners to dismantle democratic checks and balances. But for this Israeli peace activist, there is one big missing piece in the political jigsaw.
We need to acknowledge the deep roots of the problem, which are not only this government, but the whole Zionist regime. We're talking about decades of indoctrination and of concealing the historical facts of what has been going on here from 48 and even before.
For these protesters, discrimination against the Palestinians is growing, and they say that will get worse in Israel and the occupied territories as long as its people are treated differently. Ahmed Maher, Al Jazeera, Jaffa.